It's time for West Texas Roots. This week, we hear what makes Abilene the storybook capital of America. Julie Teal, Director of Exhibitions and Collections, tells us how the National Center for Children's Illustrated Literature keeps the magic of reading alive for kids.
So in the early to mid-1990s, a group of people who were associated with cultural arts organizations in Abilene got together and started doing some studies into the feasibility of a museum for Abilene, in addition to the Grace Museum. And I had already started those conversations when, in about 1996, our mayor at the time, Gary McCaleb, was reading to a group of school children at a local elementary school, and a librarian handed him the book Santa Calls by William Joyce, and he opened it, and on the first page, it said that the character Art Atchison Amesworth was from Abilene, Texas, and he thought that was so cool that he got a hold of the contact information for the book's author, William Joyce, called him up. William Joyce didn't believe it at first. He thought his friends were playing a prank on him, that the mayor of Abilene was calling him. But the two of them just became really good friends. They started to have conversations about children's literature and illustration and how it's really important that we value it. And McCaleb just really felt that it was necessary for there to be a museum dedicated to picture book illustration, especially because when talking to William Joyce, he learned that often when they're done and they've published these books, that art just kind of goes into a box under their bed. It's not really getting out in front of people in the public where it can be seen. And so from that conversation, the Nickel was born. And so we moved around from a few different locations. We were at the Grace Museum for a little while. We were at the Civic Center for some of our exhibitions. And then in 2000, we moved into this newly renovated building. So in, again, also the 90s, I believe, we had the sculpture Childhood's First Adventure, which was based on an illustration from Santa Calls. That was built and it was installed in the park across the street from the Nickel where we are now. And that sort of sparked the ongoing project of children's literature storybook sculptures in downtown Abilene that's all been spearheaded by the Cultural Affairs Council. So they are the ones who manage the storybook garden. They put together the CAF Festival every year. And so the combination of them with the work that the Nickel is doing, I think, is what led to our designation as storybook capital. So the Nickel is the National Center for Children's Illustrated Literature, and at the time that it was formed in 97, it was the first full-scale museum dedicated to children's picture book art in the U.S. There were a couple that had popped up in Eastern Asia, but at the time, all of the other, like, collections were mostly within archives, and so the Nickel was really the first of its kind. It was pioneering a new interest in museums. And we are all about honoring the work that goes into picture books, honoring it as an art form that is worthy of critical study and of exhibition and sharing with people. Because as William Joyce himself will tell you, picture book art is the first art that children are exposed to, and so it should be really good. And when it's really good, it should be honored and given that status. So we do that primarily through exhibitions and programming. Our exhibitions, we have about 3 exhibitions per year that we work with, typically with one artist at a time, although we've had some cumulative exhibitions. And that those are usually like a retrospective of that artist's career. So currently on view, we have Juana Martinez Neal's exhibition, Threads of Origin, and that pays a lot of homage to her inspirations, her influences in her cultural background as an indigenous South American woman, and sort of tracks her progression through her career. And then our programming is a combination of school tours and public programming. So all of our school tours are free. That's a really big part of the Nickel's mission, is making art accessible. Our admission is also always free. And so those school tours, there's no cost to the children or to their schools when they come in. And that's just another way to get them really thinking about the books they're reading and get them excited about both reading and about making art. And then our public programming, again, we try to keep it very accessible, so free or very low cost. We do free art events every Saturday. We do fun events like the Dog Man event that we just had, which was super fun. We gave out free books sponsored by Scholastic and by the author. And so really it's just all about getting books and art in the hands of kids and families.
Julie Teal shared her story at the Nickel Gallery in downtown Abilene.